Hi there, listener. You're about to experience Tadpog. Tyler and Dave play old games, and there will be plenty of game talk, but also copious amounts of crude, off-color, offensive, and immature speech. So if you are of a rather sensitive humor constitution, we're just letting you know what you're in for with this show. It has games. It has jokes. You know, just games and jokes. Take the games, take the jokes, and have a good time.
Hello, Internet. Welcome to another Tadpog podcast. It's a show that happens twice a week.
Three times.
We're just two old guys. Let's talk about old games.
Yep.
Original flavor Tadpog.
Most of the time.
Most of the time. But this week, our once a month all-call show.
It's time. It snuck up on me.
Yeah.
I didn't realize it until you mentioned it.
I'm excited. These are my favorite shows to do.
That's interesting because they're our least listened episodes. Don't get me wrong. I also really enjoy doing these, but I just want to go ahead and kill your buzz and let you know that the things that we love doing the most, people hate listening to.
Mm-hmm. They just want to listen. They just want video games in a video game podcast.
Fucking crazy. This is, I mean, I get it though, because like the all call episodes are like the absolute, I feel like the absolute worst place for someone to start listening.
Oh, yeah. Because there's nothing but inside jokes.
Exactly. It's like 100% inside jokes.
Well, I told you that, don't worry about intros. I've got an intro.
Yeah, you really.
Got shit settled out.
You saved the day when you sent me that text.
So we got a care package in.
Okay.
From one pinball archmage.
From Chris Edler. Cool.
So it comes with a letter. Half of it we're supposed to read. The other half of it is just for us.
Okay.
So he has sent us
more wrap snacks,
ketchup flavored potato chips.
Oh, okay. I don't know. I don't know if I like the sound of that.
Old Vienna red hot corn chips, hot barbecue flavor.
Oh, I bet those are good. Look, check out that packaging.
And Hare's deep dish pizza flavored cheese curls.
Okay.
I love deep dish pizza, but I'm not so much on the cheese curls, so we'll see. So to further to compliment this, because I got this in a few days ago.
Okay.
So to further compliment,
how did you not open them and eat them all?
Willpower.
Yeah.
Dieting willpower.
Yeah. You got more stuff?
So I also went today. I told you, like, I got to go get something. So
I saw you. Before we started recording, I saw you walk in with a Burger King bag.
So fiery chicken fries.
Oh, shit.
Are now a thing. So that's for us to try.
I'm sure they're good at room temperature now.
Yep. And these are all spicy things. So we need something to wash it down with.
Yeah. What you got?
So yesterday, I got a tip that there was a NES amiibo at a GameStop in, where did I fucking go? An hour out in Illinois. A GameStop
you
in the middle of nowhere.
You need a memento, that shit.
Yeah. I don't know. I just thought of it earlier. I don't know why I can't think of it now. But so I drove an hour out to this GameStop. I called up there. They had one NES. I was like, great. They're not allowed to hold it for you. So by the time I got there, in the saddest mall in the world, because like it was, oh man, it was just open. It was like something out of like The Walking Dead. It was just empty space with a few like teenagers who couldn't like drive anywhere else. So their parents dropped them off at the sad mall. So it was like little lamplight from Fallout 3. Like just kids in this open space and all like knockoff stores of shit.
Oh yeah.
A lot of photography booths with like shitty photographers. The biggest thing there was a airbrush store.
Nice.
And
what'd you have done?
They didn't have a Target. Oh, I got a tramp stamp of Tadpog.
Yeah.
It's great. Just your face is a tramp stamp.
Just my face right above your crack. Cool.
And then the GameStop, and they had a Target, so that was okay. So when I got there, I did not have the NES, but I was able to
they
get
They didn't
my,
have it?
They
you
didn't
know
have
what
it.
Happened.
They didn't have
you
it.
You know what happened. The person working there was like, oh, this guy's going to make the NES. I better go ahead
I better
and
go
buy
ahead and buy it. Yep. So, but I did get my hands on a Wario. So I'm happy about that.
Is Wario rare?
Wario's, from what I read, he's not super rare, but harder to find.
How rare is NES?
NES is already, I've seen him, he goes already from like $40 to $60.
So are you selling these or are you hoarding them?
I'm hoarding them, yeah.
I mean, with plans to sell them in the future or?
If I have to.
So how many NESs do you have currently?
Two.
Oh, okay. So you've only got two.
Yeah, I've only got
okay,
two.
Okay, so you were going for the third.
Because I've got two NESs, the King Dedede, Wario, and then last night I got Peach, Zelda, and Link just because they were at Walmart.
Are any of those rare?
No.
Okay.
The Dedede, Wario, and Ness are supposedly harder to find, but they had tons of Peach, Link, and Zelda at Walmart.
Right on. What do these retail?
$12.99.
That's not bad, considering what you said the Nesses go for on like eBay and stuff.
And then I ordered my retro 3-pack today of Game & Watch, Duck Hunt, and Rob.
Okay.
But, and I also, let's see, I always go to Goodwills to see what old games I can find.
Ours suck. Yeah. Like, I don't know if you've been to the Badoo Goodwill.
Murray's super shitty, but I've actually found some decent stuff there. This was the biggest, nicest Goodwill I've ever been to, but had the worst selection of electronics. I found nothing but 8-tracks. Well, they did have 14 copies of Just Dance 2014 for the PS3. That's all the games that they had. And then it was VHS tapes, 8-tracks. But I did, every time I go to like Metropolis, there's a big sign, Lion's Den, Adult Superstore. I'm like, that's supposed to be like the biggest one in the area.
I know the sign.
I'll have to go by there.
Yeah.
So it was right outside Marion, Illinois. That's where I went.
They've got a Cuban restaurant there I've been wanting to try.
I wish I would have known that. Yeah, but I didn't even stop to eat. But on the way out of town, it's right outside of Marion. So I was like, oh, well, okay. I'll swing by this Lion's Den. I want to check it out.
Yeah.
The adult stores in Paducah are better.
Really?
They did have a cooler right beside the door of these two kinds of energy drinks. And I was like,
a cooler?
All like, right. Well, like a
water cooler?
A fridge or whatever.
Oh, okay. Man, you got all kinds of stuff. What's this?
So this is...
oh, my God.
Pussy. Natural energy.
That's it. That's all it's called. It's just pussy.
Sorry, Darren.
Is this supposed to, like, what's this supposed to taste like?
as soon as I opened up the container, the girl behind the counter said, it does not taste like that. I was like, I didn't think that it did. She's like, you have no idea how many times I get asked that every day if it tastes like that. It's nice and grapefruity, but it does not taste like pussy in any form or fashion.
Well, I mean,
so we've got some nice pussy to wash down all this hot garbage food.
I feel like a drink that actually tasted like that would be difficult to keep on the market. I'm not saying it's gross, but I am saying I'm not sure I want a soda flavored.
Well, and then like, because you know, like Rockstar has 18 different flavors.
Yeah.
If it was about that, then you can only imagine the iterations that pussy would have. Like,
how many calories are in pussy? 105 calories. I got to give up 105 calories to drink this pussy,
mm-hmm,
Tyler.
Mm-hmm. Every time you want some pussy, it's 105 calories. So if you want to try these good room temperature fiery chicken fries.
Yeah, I'll grab a couple of those because I'm sure they're going to be good. Shit. Thank you. I haven't been to Burger King. I have a confession to make. I haven't been to Burger King in like a month because I am pretty much only eating out once a week now.
That's good. That's really good. Because I broke my vow today and had fast food just because I was in a hurry to try to, do Tadpog.
I thought about it. And then Nikki made spaghetti. So it's not like I'm eating better. It's just I'm not eating fast food.
They're still better. Those are pretty good.
They're okay.
I mean, I'm sure they're better fresh, but
they're not super spicy or anything.
Yeah, no, not by any means.
I'm just going to go ahead and continue to eat them.
So fiery chicken fries. Yeah, go for it. I'm going to go ahead crack open this pussy.
You going to pop your pussy?
Nice. Okay, that's pretty good. I think most energy drinks like garbage.
No.
I like that.
I don't know.
I like grapefruit juice, so I like that.
I do not like grapefruit juice.
Dave, you are not a fan of pussy.
I am not a fan of pussy.
I love pussy. Dave is not a fan.
Did you pick up ass?
God, I wish that would have been fun.
Man, this tastes like ass.
Which of the offerings from Chris Edler would you like to try first?
Let me start with them. Ketchup chips. I think I like those the least.
All right. So that's another thing. People love our all-call-in show and they just listen to us eat on the mics.
No, this is the best. Dude, this is what the show should have been. This is what the show should become. This is a lot easier than trying to play a 40-hour N64 game in a week's time.
Yeah.
Okay, so this is, you pronounce this hairs? Because it looks like hers.
Hers.
H-E-R-R apostrophe S.
I assume maybe it's German with the two R's.
Hairs? Okay, that makes sense. The ketchup on the front of the bag looks like... It looks
designed
like,
to be Heinz ketchup, but does not say Heinz.
Yeah,
on the
as
label.
Close to Heinz as you can get without being sued, I guess.
This is I love ketchup. These are okay.
No, I didn't like it at first, but
it is like. I mean, I guess this is cheaper than buying potato chips and dipping them in ketchup.
I hate a soggy chip is the problem, which is why I don't. Okay. Nikki likes ketchup with her chips, but no. I don't like a soggy chip.
Okay, let's try these deep dish pizza curls.
Okay. Thank you, Chris, for sending these, by the way.
Decent flavor. I don't like the texture. I don't like cheese puffs, so.
Yeah, the puffs aren't the best way to deliver deep dish pizza flavor. They're not bad, though.
Yeah. I don't eat anything reminiscent of a Cheeto, so.
All right, now, showstopper.
The hot, red hot corn chips.
All right, these are going to be the best.
I remember he did say something. I'll read his letter in a second.
Okay.
But he did say, like, yeah, this whole bag is about almost 1,200 calories.
That is a small bag.
Uh-huh.
I like how, like, good you're being. You're like, I'll have one of these.
I only ran 1 mile today, so I'm restraining myself.
One more mile than I ran, my friend.
That's the best one out of the three.
Yeah, this is good.
No. Now I will read his letter.
I'm just going to crunch on these while you do that.
Okay. Guys, in our hectic world of ever-increasing complex snack chip flavors, I depend on Tadpog to steer me in the right direction. Please accept these offerings and know that I support you and the show's transition into its new snack food, fast food-based format.
Yeah, see, he likes it.
Pinball Archmage Chris. And then, for reading on the air, lots of arrows. Below that, for you guys only. Some of the hottest erotica I've ever read. featuring us and a fan. So,
okay.
I won't read it because he doesn't want me to. It's just for us, but it's fucking hot.
I'm going to read it. Hot. Mm. Well, thank you for sending that. And Tyler, thank you for picking up this pussy for us.
Mm-hmm.
I do appreciate that.
Chicken fries and pussy.
I'm sorry that
That's what I'm all about.
I'm sorry that I have proven to not like the pussy so much. But I'll go ahead and still partake.
Yeah. You may miss. I mean, if pussy's there, I'm going to take it. I mean, it's not that'd be good pussy.
I get a question for you. Because you're not, neither of us are really, I wouldn't call us like drug guys.
What?
Yeah, like. I mean,
I take fish oil, cinnamon, yeah. and coconut oil every day, my friend.
You had that bad coke habit, of course, which you talked about. And then
God bless you, Jacob, for getting me off of that.
I've been known to bump a few rails every now and then, but neither of us are really like drug guys, but I've noticed something. Can you tell me, is there anything else where if someone asks if you want something, you say, yeah, I'll partake? Or that's like strictly just a weed word, right?
Yeah, I've like, never.
Tyler, would you like any birthday cake? Yeah, I'll partake. No, it's always like, yeah, I'll.
No.
No, I do not want.
Because I don't like birthday cake.
You don't like birthday cake?
No.
Oh,
I'm
man.
Not a big fan of cake in general. Like, for my birthday, I always want a cookie cake from the Great Cookie Company.
Yeah. Yeah, cookie cake's better than regular cake. Ice cream cake is the king.
Mm-hmm.
You can have my pussy, Tyler.
Okay. I'll just leave the pussy setting out for anybody else that wants to come get some.
Just let it waft. Yeah, I don't. I do not like that drink, but it's got to be a grapefruit thing because I do not like grapefruit.
Mm-hmm. It is very much. It is very. It's Fresca esque.
That's a bitter ass drink, is how I put it. Is grapefruit bitter? Is that the
sour?
See, I like sour things though.
Well, it's not. I guess, well, because it's not sour in the same way like a lemon sour. So I guess it is like a bitter sourness.
I don't know, whatever it is.
Most people like grapefruit. My mom, when she was pregnant with me, all she ate was grapefruit covered in salt. It's all she ate for 9 months.
So grapefruit and salt is good together? Or is that just like a pregnant
thing? If you're pregnant.
Okay.
And I know a lot of people in culinary school, they would chop a grapefruit in half, cover the top in brown sugar, and then throw it under the broiler, and then eat that.
What would throwing it in the broiler do?
Caramelizes the sugar.
Okay, that actually sounds... I would try that, yeah, for sure. That sounds like it's not bad at all. I'm going to go ahead and open up the second Red Bull. Give me a moment.
Yeah.
There we go. I got to get that pussy... I can get that pussy...
pussy taste out of your mouth. Yeah, because I was going to read a second of the Trials of Reddit, then I got this in. I'm like, all right, well, we'll save that for original
Thank
Wednesday. Thank
God. Thank you, Chris, for sending that in so we didn't have to do another Trials of Reddit.
Some people call us?
Yeah, some people did call us. Did we say who we are?
Oh, yeah, I'm your beard host, Tyler.
And I am your bespectacled host, Dave. Of course, if you're listening to this All Calls episode, you know that.
Yeah, because you wouldn't because, listen otherwise. So. Yeah.
Whatever weird art we find for this show didn't draw you in to listen?
Damn. Somebody tweet out to whoever owns Pussy and see if they'll give us an endorsement. Tadpog, endorsed by Pussy.
Is the tagline, one of them liked it.
Because one, only one out of three people generally don't. So I don't mind calling it if it's a cat or a drink. I just don't like referring to vagina as it. So
why is that?
I don't know. I feel like it's disrespectful to a vagina.
But poon, is it?
And I'm fine with calling it cunt too. Like I that is my preferred nomenclature of really? The vagina. Yeah,
that's not the generally. Most appreciated term mm-hmm. for a vagina.
Yeah. It has to be a real connoisseur of language to be on board with me.
Also, we live in America. I feel like that word is, that's like America's the worst nation for the word cut.
Because it's more common in like England, right? That's just kind of a...
Yeah, my boss is British and he says cunt a lot. All right. We do have some calls. I went into airplane mode, so I can't pull them up. So let me go ahead and switch that out. We got a lot of calls, too.
So if you're being me and you, we should mow through these pretty good.
We'll get to these 54. Yeah, no problem. I figure, let's see, how far into the episode are we now? 17 minutes. Mm-hmm. If we do like one a minute.
And a lot of them are going to be over a minute. So
I'll play them at 4x speed, so no one knows what the fuck is going on, especially the people who play our episodes at double speed. Okay, here we go. Here is a voicemail from 651.
It's the fucking Indominus Rex. I forget. Like, really, when I clicked off, I fucking knew. And I secretly, I just like calling you guys. I talk to you, on the group occasionally. I'll come back, but it's just a lot of taking. And I just like talking. I don't like texting. I don't like typing on a keyboard. I'd rather talk to you guys.
Opposite of me.
And me and Fishlips Jay are still waiting for our invitations, patiently waiting for our invites to be on your show. Just throwing it out there, I think enough people like us, maybe not. Don't know how to bracket it, I don't know how to, gauge how much people like us. I think they would. All right, well... I might call back, most likely. I don't know when. But, yeah. I'm going to make it really awkward. I'm not. I'm just going to let you go.
Mission accomplished, I think. I'm pretty sure that was Cody.
Pretty sure that was Cody.
Probably should have played that last time we did calls because that would have made sense. But I actually kind of like that it took us like, like a month for that
Indominus Rex
saga to complete. yeah, I'm cool with you being on the show. Are you cool with
driving down?
You have to drive down here, though, is the problem. Mm-hmm. You have to do that because we only Skype certain people in. And you're not on that list. I'm sorry.
We don't know you're not the same person, so we need to meet
you.
We need to meet you guys physically first and know that you're different people.
Cody sent me a message yesterday when I was playing Heroes of the Storm. Cody, get back to me. Let me know if you're giving me shit. I was in the middle of a Heroes of the Storm game, and I get a message from Cody that says, "How are those N64 games coming?" And like I was playing a quick match, so it was against other players. It wasn't against AI. And so I kind of like looked at it and I was like, and I kept playing. And then like totally forgot he sent the message until like an hour later when he had logged off. And I was like, oh yeah, I got a reply to okay, he's gone. Well, so I don't know. How are the N64 games coming? Well, we'll talk about that. We'll talk about that on, yeah, on Wednesday. Thanks for calling, dude. Let's see. We got another voicemail. This is from 503.
What's up, guys? It's Phil. So I was listening to a couple of back episodes recently and had this great would you rather pop into my mind, but I was kind of afraid to ask it on the air because I feel I'd be stepping on Micah's toes a bit. But I'm going to go forward with it anyway. And just to kind of smooth things over, I'll just kind of turn my hat around backwards and do my best Micah impersonation. So, yeah. Good afternoon, gentlemen. Lord Micah, excuse me, exalted Lord Micah Purdue here. This week, would you rather? This week, would you rather brought to you by, I don't know, Crystal Pepsi? Because that sounds pretty good right now. Yeah, so would you rather have no strings attached sex with Murphy Brown or no strings attached sex with Mel Brown from the Spice Girls? So, picture yourself in a scenario where you're in Littlefinger's brothel and Meg and Nikki are there staring approvingly. They're saying, you know, go ahead and do this. And you got Mel Brown on one side, you got Murphy Brown on the other. And, you could pick yours for the full night. Do whatever you want, whatever you feel like doing, just go to town on one of the two Browns. So, yeah, that's that. Keep up the good work, guys, and, may the Lord bless.
All right, that's Saint Zach. Yeah. You threw a little Saint Zach at the end there, Phil.
It's pretty good.
It's a good question.
All around, that was good. Yeah. I enjoyed his. As a Oregon man, him channeling the Kentuckyisms of Exalted Lord Micah Purdue.
Should we give him notes? You want to give him notes for the next 20 minutes?
Yeah, the rest of the episode we'll play that episode very slowly and critique it second by second.
I like this like running thing we've got where like when Phil calls, it just derails the show. So I figure we have to do something like that.
I've jerked off to Mel B, Scary Spice, many times because of that VHS tape. So yeah, no, Mel B. I'm throwing down on Mel B hard.
Yeah, the problem with Murphy Brown is that I don't want to have sex with her. So I'm also going to go.
You just have coffee in an office setting. That's what you learned in the brothel.
I mean, I'm okay with that. I'm okay to just hang out in the brothel. And like, I think it would be really fun to like, just like watch the other people with Murphy Brown and like criticize the way they're having sex. I think that would be fun. But I guess, well, okay. And then what would happen is, I guess I have to go Murphy Brown because what would happen is we would do that for like 3 hours and then we kind of establish a connection and it would be one of those things where it's like, well, I mean, do you just want to do this?
Mm-hmm.
You just want, I mean, we should probably just go.
You could do your Miles impression and then it'd be like a whole thing.
I've been working on my Miles impression. So yeah, I think she'd be really, really pleased.
Thanks, Phil.
Yes, Phil. Thank you very much.
Much appreciated.
Great Exalted Lord Micah Purdue impression. Here's our next call from 503.
Good afternoon, gentlemen. I almost forgot to give my answer for the would you rather. So, Mel Brown or Murphy Brown. Me, myself, I think I'm probably going to go with Murphy Brown. You know, career woman. She's got a job. She makes a lot of money. She can support me. She's powerful.
Pause. I'm pretty sure Mel Brown's got a job.
She does. She hosts. She's a host of some reality talent show or whatever.
If she doesn't have a job, I don't think it fucking matters because I'm willing to bet she's still got some of that Spice Girl money.
She's good on those royalties. Yeah. And the Spice Girls are coming back, minus Posh Spice. So that is in
really?
The works. So, yeah.
What? She was just like, no, I'm too good for this shit?
Yep.
I mean,
she kind of acted like that beforehand. Yeah. And then now that she has babes with like the best soccer player in the world, yeah, fuck it. She's fine.
Do you think it's like a publicity thing, though? Do you think it's just like It's just to create
baby,
a buzz.
Baby Spice is out of money, and the others are like, fine, we'll do this to give you some more funds.
Baby Spice is literally a baby now. They kicked the old one out, and they literally have a baby. Just
brought back a baby.
It's one of theirs. Okay, sorry. It's pretty rare that I'll pause a call. I just wanted to point out. Come on.
Well, I like that. I think she'd be good. Scary Spice. I think she's a bit, she might be a bit freak in the bed. I'm not sure. She might do some things that make her feel uncomfortable. So, yeah. Murphy Brown, why don't you guys tell me what you guys think? Actually, you guys probably already done that by now after, after that last phone call. So, you guys have a good afternoon. Keep doing what you're doing. Bonus.
He dipped on that second impression. A few times he did a little bit too much into plantation owner. So he went Leonardo DiCaprio.
Yeah, a little Django Unchained is what I was thinking too.
Murphy Brown. Well, when you said Mel B, you had my curiosity. You said Murphy Brown, you had my attention.
You're dipping into Foghorn Leghorn.
I say, Mel B's pussy.
Thanks for calling, Phil.
Cool Aid Murphy Brown's asshole.
We do appreciate it. Here is another call. This is from 757.
What's up, Tadpog? Listen, I've got to make an apology. This is a phone call that is a long time due. My name is Adam. I started listening to your podcast randomly after another video game podcast I was listening to mentioned your show. I was getting bored with the old show, and I jumped in and started listening to Mario Kart on the Super Nintendo and fell head over heels in love with you guys and decided to listen to you on a regular basis. And over the last few months, I've been listening from episode one, that Street Fighter, whatever.
We're sorry about that.
Now. Who knows? I've loved since then. But I've listened to it from then all the way up until now. Well, scratch that. The last episode I listened to was Metal Warriors, and I realized I've got to call the show because I love you guys so much, and I want to let you know how much I love you. And I decided to skip a bunch of episodes, go up to the newest Nintendo 64 ones, and start there. So I started at the end of there, and I just finished the Shadows of the Empire episode. So my plan is to get caught up on Nintendo 64 episodes, and then go back and finish listening to Super Nintendo while I work through the Nintendo 64 ones as well. I have about a 40-minute drive to and from work, and that's all I listen to every single day, 5 days a week that I go to work, Cat Hog, all day, all the time. So it's difficult walking into a professional business place with a racing card on. But, you know, I do what I can, and take care of that business in the bathroom when I get there. I'm going to apologize that I haven't called since. I always wanted to call while listening to the Super Nintendo episodes, but there's nothing like calling in when you guys are working on something a year from that date and being like, hey, Jafar's bone does look like a vagina. And I just want you to know, Dave, you're validated in that thought, because it definitely, from all of the pictures I've seen in science books of what a vagina looks like, I would say that they nailed it in the Disney Aladdin game on the Super Nintendo. So 100% you're right there. I do want to apologize for not calling sooner, and I'm not going to apologize because this phone call is already past 3 minutes.
No,
and
you're good.
I really want to say so much more. So what I'm going to do is I'm going to hang up, and I'm going to call back and I'm going to leave another voicemail because I want to talk about the Star Wars episode that you just finished on 64.
Oh, boy.
Thank you guys so much for making an amazing podcast. I laugh every time I listen to it. I love all of your guests except for one of them. One of them I don't like, and every time they're on there, I just get so irritated with it. So, I'll never tell you who it is, even though it's Meg. Just kidding. There's no person.
All right, well, I have to know. I got to know who it is.
I want to know what podcast mentioned us and that he stopped listening to and who that guest host is. But, Adam, thank you. Thank you.
You know I love a long-time listener, first-time caller.
Mm-hmm.
That's what we got on our hands here. I feel like I need a soundboard drop where we have, like, a long-time listener, first-time caller.
We just need the Boobazela noise, really. That's all we need.
I'm going to take this moment because he left such a really good voicemail mm-hmm. that like made my heart feel good. I felt like warm inside and was like, is this what it would have felt like if my dad had liked me more? so like I kind of like got that feeling, but like the whole time I was like, I'm gonna reveal something personal to you. The whole time I was like, I was just waiting for the other shoe to drop. I was just like, okay. Oh, okay, whoa, now he's listening to the N64. I bet he doesn't like
those. I loved your podcast until you got
I was waiting for like, okay, we did something. It totally like turned him off to the show. No, I mean, he did call back. So there is like a window of opportunity where he's like, so the Shadows of the Empire. So
let's not lavish
there.
Him with praise just yet. Let's hear the other call.
All right, so here we go. Here's the continuation.
Oh, God, I've messed up. So at the end of that voicemail, this is Adam again.
Hey, Adam.
He said that I didn't like Meg, and I was just joking because I was just playing around. She's great. She made a baby. That's fantastic. That's better than anything I've ever done with my whole life. And then the phone cut off and said that my message was too long. And so now for 18 seconds, Meg thinks I don't like her, and I'm honestly probably scared of Meg. And I want you guys to know that I love both of you and your wife. So this is Adam again of I Should Have Called a Long Time Ago fame. That's not my nickname. You can't ask for your own nickname. I don't want a nickname.
But that sounds good.
I did want to talk about Shadows of the Empire, the 64. I'm a huge Nintendo 64 fan. I'm a huge Star Wars fan. And this game sucks. It just sucks. The controls are clunky. The gameplay isn't that great. It's a forgettable story because Dash Rendar isn't Han Solo.
Right.
That's just the way that it is. So if anybody gets real butthurt over you crapping on their favorite game, they should have picked a better game. I will say that it's a fun game, and it's Star Wars, and the soundtrack is great.
Mm-hmm.
The gameplay isn't bad. There's another game on the 64 that I don't think is on anybody's top 25 list, but I think you should check out. I'll send you my copy to play if you want to borrow it, and it's called Indiana Jones and the Infernal Machine. It's a very Tomb Raider-esque Nintendo 64 game with Indiana Jones. It's pretty cool. I really enjoy it. I think it's really underrated, and no one talks about it. The game was not that great, so I definitely agree with the beers and glasses that you gave, even though Extended Universe is garbage. Speaking of garbage, I'm probably going to step on some people's toes here. Boba Fett is the most overrated bounty hunter in the galaxy. Sorry, Dave, I know you like his Mandalorian armor and how cool he is and how he doesn't have to talk. He's not that good. I mean, yes, he got Han Solo, and Han Solo is Han Solo, but, like, Darth Vader got him. I mean, Lando Calrissian helped him get him. And then Boba Fett was like, hey, Vader, like, can I help out? And, you know, you give me Solo, and they kind of worked as a team. And I know that some Star Wars fanboys are going to be like, oh, Boba Fett is the best because he worked with the Empire and got Han Solo. Screw that, man. Like, if you're a real bounty hunter, go get your own damn stuff. Like, go get him yourself. Like, take more than your freaking little pistol and go get him. Like, do something. Bossk is the best. And everybody always says Bossk isn't the best, but Bossk is the best because he's the best. You don't see him in the movies because he's out in space getting space tuned. He's the best. I think this phone's about to hang up on me again. I love you more than life. I'm going to call at least once or twice a week. I'm sorry. I love you.
Okay, the Google, this is what I like the most about this phone call. Google translated the last part of that message as, hello, sir. So I was waiting for that the whole time. I was like, I wonder how Adam's going to work this message so that it ends, hello, sir. Bossk? Are you kidding me? Bossk? There's no way you listen still, Adam, because you proclaim your love for the N64. Like, you have rage quit our podcast probably a month ago. Like, when we started really getting to the rare games, I think you were probably like, well, I'm bored with this show now. Time to, like, so we'll mention another show in this episode to, like, send you on your way. I do like Boba Fett, man. Honestly, to be 100% honest, it's like all a style choice for me. That's why I don't think Boba Fett's the best bounty hunter. I just think he looks cool.
That's what matters. That's what counts.
I think that's what matters, clearly.
It's stuff like that that makes us feel good that we shun family and friends in order to do this show and play games we don't even like. So calls like that make a difference, and we appreciate it more than we can convey.
Yeah, that's really nice. That was incredibly nice. But I'm not going to lie. I'm like, now I'm like, man, I'm thinking about of all the times we've shit on the N64, and it's like, we're probably like not doing ourselves any favors by like playing through a game, like a beloved game system, and be like, yeah, this sucks. This system sucks. Well, everything about this sucks.
That's how the Game Grumps make their money. So,
but they're charming, Tyler.
So who do you think the person is that he can't stand? He said every time they're on. No. So they're not a one shot.
No, you're not going to get
they're
me.
They're not a two shot.
This is not a conversation you're going to get me to have on the mics.
Okay. I think we both probably know who we suspect.
I've got a guess.
Yeah. Yeah.
I've got a guess. I think I know what your guess is, too. Yeah,
probably.
So, all right.
But don't worry. Shake it's only on once a year. No, I doubt it's Shake.
It might be, but I doubt.
It might be, but I doubt.
That's not who I've got in mind.
Yeah.
We got another call. This is from 931. We got a bunch from 931. One of the voicemails says, transcript not available.
Yeah.
So we'll see. Those are good. Yeah.
Hey, guys. It's Chandra.
Chandra.
Another sexy story of sexy sexness. Today's excerpt is from Pounded in the Butt by My Own Butt by Chuck Tingle. Our story so far has our unnamed protagonist having just successfully cloned his own ass by combining his brain DNA with his ass DNA with a hawk. And after taking his butt on a fancy French dinner date, they have stumbled back into his apartment where we pick up our story. The second that we get back to my apartment, all bets are off. Poor Torque and me stumble through the door, kissing frantically as we make our way towards the bedroom. The second that we get inside, I push my living ass down onto the bed and watch as he spreads his majestic wings behind him. For a living butt, his physique is quite impressive. And I laugh out loud when I realize that I'm only complimenting myself. I lean in towards poor Torque. I see a massive cock beginning to grow out of the front of his body, stretching upward until it becomes a fully engorged shaft. Impressive, I tell the flying butt. Hey, I got it from you, poor Torque says with a wink. Seconds later, I open wide and engulf his massive rod in my mouth, taking his shaft down as far as I can before flying back. I do this movement again and then again until finally I find myself bobbing up and down on his length with a confident rhythm. My living butt is clearly enjoying himself, groaning loudly as he pushes back onto the bed and stretches his wings. Oh my God, says poor Torque, the living butt. That is so fucking good. I pull the butt's cock out of my mouth just long enough to tell him, just wait, and then swallow his shaft completely, pushing down a far as I can. When poor Torque's rod hits my gag reflex, I do everything that I can to relax, somehow managing to let his incredible thighs slip past my barrier. Now my face is pressed hard against his ass cheek, his dick fully inserted into my throat.
Alright, that's the end of that call. There's more. Mm-hmm. This is the next one where it's transcript not available. Props to Chandra if it's just throat noises for 3 minutes. So here we go.
And now the continuation of Pounded in the Butt by My Own Butt.
Okay, pause for a second. What's the butt's name? Hortalk?
I heard Poor Torque.
Poor Torque? Is that like...
Maybe that's...
That butt language?
Maybe it's...
That can't be his Christian name.
Is it Portuguese for butt clone? I don't know.
for butt clone? I love the enunciation on that.
Butt clone.
Butt clone. Usually when we talk on this podcast is... butt clone? It's like when you're watching anime or something and they're talking Japanese.
They say an English word.
Disney World?
You're right.
All right, here we go. Sorry, Shannon, to cut you off.
Chuck tingle. Poor Torque puts his wings against the back of my head and keeps me here for a while, enjoying the control he has over me. My throat is stuffed completely, no sound and no air. But just when I'm about to start worrying, my ass lets me up with a huge gasp of air. Fuck me. I suddenly admit, in a haze of lustful desperation, I need to be pounded up the ass by my own ass. I climb up onto the bed, past poor Torque, and frantically remove my clothes, tearing off my shirt, pants, and underwear, while the flying butt flaps around the room and it serves my toned body. Looking good, poor Torque tells me. I give a bashful smile, and then lean forward on my hands and knees, completely naked with my toned, muscular ass popped out behind me. I reach back and give myself a playful slap on the cheek, then look back at poor Torque. I'm just a bad little twink, I admit to him, and I need to be slammed from behind. I need to be taught a lesson by my own flying gay ass.
Well, that answers that question.
With pleasure, poor Torque tells me, flapping down and perching atop my butt. He quickly aligns the head of his cock with my puckered rectum, teasing the my tightness with his impressive length. Do it, I command. Shove it in there. Immediately, poor Torque pushes forward, impaling me onto a sizable girth. His rod is certainly impressive, but it's also a little difficult to reckon with, filling my entire body with a swirling rush of ecstasy and aching discomfort.
I hope the coughing's in the story.
The rim of my butthole can barely accommodate the cock size of my magnificent cloned ass. But it does its best. Stretched to the limit as poor Torque pushes even deeper into me. Fucking allergies. Eventually, poor Torque comes to a stop. My own ass completely buried deep within my own ass. I let out a long, agonizing groan as my living butt holds there, and then brace myself against the bed while he begins to flap his wings and pump in and out. Soon, poor Torque has found a steady rhythm pulsing in and out of my rectum.
Okay, the call ended there, but she calls back. I also want to let everybody know that while this story has been going on, and I've been extremely entertained, I did just put a link to where you can buy Pounded in the Butt by My Own Butt. Yeah. That's in the show notes at tadpod.com. If anyone else is as turned on as I am, you can go there and buy it.
Soon, poor Torque has found a steady rhythm, pulsing in and out of my rectum with a powerful precision that is unlike any other human lust I have ever experienced. The connection erupting between us right now is more than just one of depraved lust. It's an expression of pure, unfiltered love in its rawest form, the love between a man and his own living ass. Fuck, that feels so good, I cry as poor Torque hammers away at my backside with his thick, girthy cock. So deep. Eventually, my living butt pulls out of me and instructs me to turn over the bed so that I'm laying on my back. I pull my legs back, my cock jutting upward from my body, and now my ringed asshole exposed my other asshole. Poor George flutters into position and then inserts his rod yet again, picking up where he left off as the disembodied butt continues to rail away at me. The end. I actually had this perfectly fucking timed, and I keep getting fucking coughing fits because fucking allergies. And I'm not. It's all ruined. It's all ruined. Never doing this again. It's all ruined.
You gotta do it more. No, Chandra.
Yeah.
No.
Yeah, we need more.
I've disappointed everyone.
No.
No. Nope.
I don't deserve to be pounded in the ass by my own ass, which actually would be really difficult. Well, maybe a strap on.
Chandra, no one should say
anyway,
that.
Anyway, guys. Thank you for the show, the free show with the free funnies, and
And I will try to redeem myself. I'm actually legit a little bit upset that I fucked this up. All right. Bye, guys. Love you.
Chandra, thanks for calling. Mm. Everyone deserves to be pounded in the ass by their own ass.
Yeah.
That don't be ridiculous.
I'm saving my ass cherry for my own
for
ass
your own
whenever
ass.
It arrives.
I want to know. There's so
I'm
much.
I'm crossing mine with a dove, though, as opposed to a hawk. I prefer a gentler touch.
How about a duck?
Man, no way.
That'd be some rough.
I know how ducks fuck, so there's no way. There's no way I'm putting any duck DNA in my ass and brain DNA.
I hope that's on your business card. I know how ducks fuck. Tyler Holland. Culinary genius.
That's another good t-shirt. But we love you, Chandra. Thank you. Please continue to do these. It's okay.
No, I thought it was great.
Yeah.
It was great.
That is by far, I mean, yes, it's very, very jokey in its premise, but there was more solid erotica there than I feel like her other entries.
I'm glad that, I mean, I was curious. I shouldn't say I'm glad, but we had like a very, I feel like
I'm curious too, Dave. I know you hate this pussy so much.
Tyler, that's just the...
that's why I'm also curious.
That's just the pussy talking. We had a very ambiguous protagonist, I feel like, up until a certain point. Because I was listening to this and I was like, is this a man in his butt or is this a woman in his butt? Because at one point...
I've seen the cover for this. So I know it's a man who looks like Zachary Quinto and his butt.
Okay. Zachary Quinto and Zachary Quinto's butt, or
I assume because the man on the cover that is the ass is cloned from looks like Zachary Quinto,
and it is Quinto because I've always probably incorrectly said Quinto.
I said that until I've seen him on several interviews, and it's Quinto.
I hope that's like a major talking point in all his interviews.
he rage quits so many interviews and they say it wrong.
All right, well, cool. I vote for more. I love it every time you call, Chandra. I wish that Jorge had been here because he had been here for your last telling. And I feel like I need his input on this story. Yeah. I want to know how it compared to the last one that you read. And of course, Jorge's the expert. So
yeah, it's true.
We can't really speak to that. All right, let's see. We got another call. This is from 651.
Motherfucking Tadpod. So it's Cody. And listen to this week's All Call-In show, and I just realized that by the time you get to any of my fucking calls, they're going to turn into deep cuts. That's how long it's going to take to get through that list. I should probably give you a question. Let's see. What is your... guys' favorite, I guess not favorite, what is your guys' guilty pleasures in either video games or movies or whatever? All right, I'll hear this probably in a year or so.
Probably. All right, well, there's the second Cody deep cut of this episode. Hey, look, you sent that on June 23rd. That's not that bad. Look, Cody, we're just a popular show. We just got a lot of calls to get through. Guilty pleasures, Tyler? I don't think you... I'd be surprised if you have guilty pleasure video games.
They're all on my phone.
But you're very open about those. Like, yeah. I mean, there's no secret.
Shit that I play that I don't tell anybody about? Huh. No. I mean, I definitely don't have any guilty pleasure movies because I'm not really a movie guy. Unless, like... Sophie D and Felicity Vaughn are guilty pleasures. Otherwise,
they're pleasures.
I watch porno movies, Dave.
What?
Love them porno movies. God, a guilty pleasure game. Something I love that I don't really talk about. Yeah, I guess just mobile gaming because that's just always just kind of filler.
He threw music in there too. Any guilty pleasure music?
Well, Jacob was one of my best friends. I love Jacob. But
Adam doesn't.
And all right. That's but Jacob, only one time has he ever condescended to me to the point where it actually hurt my feelings.
What was that over?
And music. Because, of course, like, Jacob considers himself a fine connoisseur of all music. He loves music. He could put all the people who post on Pitchfork to shame when it comes to his musical elitism. But I remember St. Zach made a CD and gave it to me and wanted me to listen to it. And he set it on my desk, and I was playing a game, so I didn't touch it. It sat there for a little while. And Jacob comes in, walks over, like, picks up the CD and looks at it. He's like, "Where'd you get this?" I was like, "Oh, Zach sent it to me. That's, I forget what was, I had it in my head what the band was. It was like Avenged Sevenfold."
Oh, okay.
Was the band.
Okay.
And, like, so it's written on there, and Jacob's like, "Oh, Avenged Sevenfold." And he curls his lip. And I was like, "Oh, yeah, this is music you would probably like." And it drops the CD. And it's just like, man. Just because I grew up on Linkin Park, you don't have to go. You don't have to go down that road, that shitty, shitty road with me all of a sudden. I didn't. My dad didn't play me good music when I was little. It was all the Cathedrals and Jeff Foxworthy.
So one I'm of those sorry, isn't music.
So I'm sorry if I have stunted, horrible taste in music.
I don't think you have horrible taste in music.
Because I pretty much just listened to audiobooks, Weezer podcasts, and...
Weezer comma podcast or Weezer podcast?
I need to look for Weezer podcast. Weezer comma podcast. Weezer's the only, like, good music I listen to. Otherwise, it's all, like, video game music and D&D music that I would play and plan to. I don't listen to just, like, sit down and listen to music ever, except for Weezer.
I like that you say Weezer in, like... I also love Weezer, but I kind of put Weezer in my guilty pleasure category now.
Yeah. Now is fair because they haven't done anything spectacular in a long time.
I feel like they haven't done anything great for a while. Yeah. But like I still, and it's also I'm like at an age now where when I listen to the Blue Album, it's like, man, this is so good. But like, does anyone know about it?
Like, Buddy Holly is in that one like car commercial now.
Oh, it's in a car commercial?
Yeah. So, like, because Meg was watching, we're like, oh, now they're appealing to our generation to buy cars. So they're all singing Buddy Holly in a car as they go down the road.
Okay. I also want to say that Buddy Holly was, like, the one video that was included on, I think, the Windows 95 install. So it's not like they totally sold out on this car commercial.
Yeah.
Other guilty pleasures. I mean... It's tough. It's hard for me to say Weezer is a guilty pleasure, but it's one of those where it's like, I feel like it's old enough where I imagine younger people don't know what it is. And if they know what it is, they're like, oh yeah, it's that band that puts out mediocre CDs.
Oh, here's my guilty pleasure. Katawa Shoujo and games like it, like the anime, dating sim seduction games.
Right.
Yeah, definitely. Katawa Shoujo, which is free. I think everybody should give it a go, and I desperately want to do a show over it one day.
Is that is that the one where you seduce all the disabled girls?
Uh-huh. Yeah. So whenever Nicole has time to play it, yeah. And we can all play it together.
There's no way that's going to end up offensive for our listeners.
No,
at all.
Absolutely not. No way.
Other guilty pleasures. I mean, generally just pop music, honestly. There is... Like, I still to this day love, what was that Kesha song? Like a G6?
Yeah.
Was that Kesha? I fucking love that song. I don't let people witness me listening to it, but I like it a lot.
Katy Perry stuff is like that too.
I haven't listened to much Katy Perry, not because I'm against Katy Perry. It's just, I think I was exposed to Like a G6 through a D&D parody video.
Yep, you sent me that. I know
and
what you're talking about.
I was like, because it's Roll a D6 is the D&D parody video. And I was like, damn, what is this based on? And then I found it and I was like, all right, I pretty much love this. I pretty much love this song. And I'm going to go ahead and hide that from everybody until right now, I guess.
What is that? That Taylor Swift song about like...
the one about butts or something?
The one about butts. The Taylor Swift song where she's talking about like jealousy.
I will never, ever, 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 ever something.
Maybe that's it.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't know much Taylor Swift.
I like that one where she's talking about like she's the jealous one in the relationship and she feeds off like jealousy and shit like that. I like that Taylor Swift song a lot. So
I honestly, dude, like until I saw that. I mean, it's a song about butts, right? She does a song about butts. Whatever. It's where she's like crawling underneath butts.
Nicki Minaj.
No, I know Nicki Minaj. I know Nicki Minaj. And then I guess.
Oh man, I watched the funniest fucking video of Korean girls react to the Anaconda video.
Okay.
We'll link it in the show notes. Show notes. The one like Korean girls react to Nicki Minaj's Anaconda and Korean girls try American snack food. Both of those videos were highly entertaining to me.
I watched Irish people respond to American snack food this week. So apparently that's a trend. Until I saw the Taylor Swift video where she's like crawling under butts or something. Everyone's wearing jean shorts and she's crawling under those.
Oh, I think I know what that's that Shake It Off song.
Oh yeah. The Shake It Off song.
Yeah.
Until then, I thought she was a country singer. Like I had no idea that she was a pop singer.
I think she originally was she? Okay. And then transitioned, went from like country to pop, country to pop. I believe.
Clearly, I know a lot about, like, I've got my finger on the pulse of American music. I like American music.
It's like
music.
That fucking Wishbone app that I have. Like, it's all, like, boy bands and Disney characters for, like, the current generation. I have no fucking idea what any of that shit is. Like, and everything's also about Ariana Grande. I know who she is, but, like.
She hates America, song. Tyler. Did you know that?
Okay.
She hates America.
Mm.
That's the big thing. That's all you need to know about her.
Okay.
She hates America. And donuts. Did you hear the story about her in the donut shop?
No.
I'll link it to the show notes. You can check it out.
Okay.
So thanks for calling, Cody. Deep cut number two. Mm-hmm. Here is another call. This is from 731.
Well, that's fucking weird. I don't know if you guys know, but calling over a Magic Jack to Tadpog requires a little bit more effort than it does from the States. But hello, Tadpog Nation. Saint Zach here, calling all the way from Korea. That would be South Korea, not North.
I wonder how Zach reacted to Americans eating American snack food.
North Korea. Just FYI, if you call your credit card company and tell them that you are in Korea and need to have your credit card reactivated, they automatically assume you're talking about North Korea and will inform you that they do not have sanctions with North Korea and you cannot use your credit card in North Korea. Let that sink in for a minute. They thought I traveled to North Korea and was trying to use a credit card there.
Yep.
That's
got
right. Anyway. I've been traveling around South Korea a little bit, and I've noticed that every single city looks like every city in a dystopian future movie, such as Blade Runner or, I don't know, Escape from New York. Everything's just kind of smashed in and very tight together. Even the new, Arnold Schwarzenegger.
Kindergarten Cop.
On Mars.
Total Recall.
Not the Running Man. And now it escapes me, and I feel like an idiot.
That's fine. Just struggle for a little longer.
To give you guys a little bit of a question, what dystopian future from any movie would you like to live in? And Tyler, I'm going to give you an out, but I'm going to call you out on your bullshit first.
Yeah, fucker.
You right. have no excuses
call me out,
for not knowing
asshole.
All of the dystopian movies from the last 30 years.
Zach, you couldn't just name one with Arnold Schwarzenegger.
Take the pillow out of your lap, put it on the couch, lay down on said pillow, place your daughter on your chest, and fall asleep catching.
So he wants me to show Kenna all the dystopian future movies? Total Recall, Zach!
I guess. And my phone, in case anyone's wondering, Zach didn't just decide to hang up in the middle of that call. My phone fucked up, so I'm going to go. What do you think? He was halfway probably through that call.
Maybe.
I don't know. Look, I'm going to hit play again. Something's going to happen. You're either going to have heard this already or Zach's going to be talking about some conspiracy or something. So I don't know. Let's see.
Oh, what was it? Arnold Schwarzenegger.
Great. We get to relive that moment.
On Mars.
Uh-huh.
Not the Running Man.
Get your ass to Mars. What was that movie called?
Get your ass to Mars. Mars needs moms with Arnold Schwarzenegger.
To give you guys a little bit of a question.
Doom.
What dystopian future from any movie would you like to live in? And Tyler, I'm going to give you an out, but I'm going to call you out on your bullshit first.
Yeah, fucker.
You have no excuses for not knowing all of the dystopian movies from the last 30 years. So take the pillow out of your lap, put it on the couch, lay down on
said
pillow.
I do have a pillow in my lap right now.
Place your daughter on your chest and fall asleep catching up on all the cinema you've missed. What are you, playing too many video games? I mean, even Nicole is catching up on the movies that she's missed over the last year, the last, what, 2 decades? However old she is now, the very young woman compared to us. Anyway,
old she is now.
Love the show. Oh. Catching up because now I actually have some time on my hands. And hey, Lord bless.
Hey, that's Exalted Lord Mike's line.
I read the dystopian future books that then become movies. So I know more about the books that, you know, are made. So I'm okay with dystopian future stuff. Zach.
Listen, Tyler, get off your ass, okay? Please.
My shit's been called out.
Please get off your ass. I'm tired of you game genieing your way through the fine films of the 80s and 90s.
What dystopian future would I want to live in?
He specifically said movies, so you can't say The Giver.
Giver is a movie.
The Giver's a movie?
It is.
Did I know this? I don't feel like
It came out last year, maybe 6 months ago, but yeah, no, The Giver is a movie now.
If you have mentioned that to me on this show before and I didn't remember, I apologize.
It's okay. It's all right. I haven't seen it, so I just know it's a thing.
So that's your answer, right?
The Giver, maybe. I like the Divergent world. I wish Divergent trilogy. Because I went like country for a second. Divergent. A Divergent trilogy.
Greenbow, Alabama.
The Divergent.
I was running.
It does the same thing that the Hunger Games does. Like once they get into like telling you about the world and all the districts, like in the Hunger Games, then it just devolves into a war novel. I don't like that. I want to hear more about the world they're living in.
Yeah.
The Divergent trilogy, they're just breaking up and telling you about the factions, everything that goes into the factions. That's what I'm interested in before it all fucking falls apart into war. I hate that about both of those series, but I'm very interested in the faction system and the world of the Divergent trilogy. So it's a toss-up between Giver, which is, I guess, sort of your more boring, survivable, as long as you fit in dystopian future, as opposed to the survival dystopian future.
For me, it's definitely Blade Runner, like 100%. Mm-hmm. And it's because I want to come up with more questions for the Void Comp. That's it. That is the main reason. Like I would love to live in that universe and that be my job, where it's like, you know what? We're just getting so many more replicants are just slipping through our fingers. Mm. We need to add some questions to the Void Comp. And I would love for that to be my job.
And I guess Battlestar Galactica would probably be the hardest world to live in.
Probably.
But that's not a movie either, so. I mean, they had
that like 2 hour long premiere
TV
episode, right?
Stuff,
that
so.
Counts. TV, made for okay. TV counts. And in that case, I changed my answer to the Langoliers.
All right, there you go.
Because I like the idea of living on an airplane forever. also, thanks for the Magic Jack in South Korea facts. Uh-huh. I really hope that our next question starts out, that's weird. Here's another call. This is from 757. Thanks for calling, Zach, by the way.
What's up, Tadpog? Once again, this is Adam Long.
Oh, man. He's changed his opinion.
The last two messages I left for you guys were pretty frantic. I felt like a 14-year-old boy who was getting to see his first pair of boobies in real life.
That's how Phil calls, too, so it's okay.
Standing around and just wanted to get everything out that I was thinking and just completely rambled on for a while. But I'm driving to work. It's 9 o'clock in the morning. I'm about to start the Kirby's Crystal Shards episode. Side note, I do think it would be an entirely different game if they would have named it Kirby Crystal Shards. so just let that turn, you know, ideas in your head there. Just wanted to call in about the Pokemon Snap episode. I feel better now knowing that both
Tyler and Jacob have both been peed on by women. It's disturbing that Jacob willingly let a woman pee on him, because we all know that squirting is just a fancy way of women urinating, telling us that it was because we're so good, and then texting their friends to be like, I just pissed on this huge beard. So, I don't know. Pokemon Snap, pretty fun game, pretty different. Most unique rail shooter I've ever played, but just wanted to see if you guys remember a kiosk at either Toys R Us or Walmart that you could take your Pokemon Snap N64 cartridge and you could actually get pictures printed of the Pokemon that you took. I thought it was pretty interesting. Mm-hmm. Kids would have pictures of Pokemon that they had taken on their walls. I think it's kind of cool. A buddy of mine owns a video game store in the area, and they actually have that kiosk. It doesn't print pictures any longer, but it's still pretty cool. Just want to know if you guys have had any experience seeing that or anything like that. And I'm definitely on Team Jacob with Squirtle. He put a pair of sunglasses on that dude, and he is cool as the rule. Appreciate you guys. Looking forward to Kirby, and I'll see you later. Topic Capricorn.
Thanks for calling back, Adam.
You know what's fucked up?
That you had a dream about Squirtle?
I forgot Jacob was on Pokemon Snap. I remember Nicole
that
was.
Doesn't surprise
I forgot
me at
Jacob
all.
Was
you
on the
were
show.
Super drunk. Like you were the drunkest I have ever seen you.
Yeah.
On Pokemon Snap. the drunkest I've like. Maybe you've been drunker before.
No.
But man, I was like, I didn't know how to deal on that episode, and like, it's probably a good thing that you were drunk, because like, there were so many times where like Jacob and I kind of like made eye contact, like. He is really drunk. Like, he is really, really drunk.
Awesome. So anybody who's behind, you can go back and listen to that.
I didn't know that was a thing until Rhythm Master Paul Korn told me. I believe he worked at a Blockbuster, he said, that had one of those kiosks. I might have the details wrong. Mm. The moral of the story is, he let me know that there was a kiosk where kids could do this. I think that's really cool.
That is very cool. Man, I bet that is a insane collectible to have one of those. Oh, man.
I bet Scary Spice probably owns one.
And I'm going to get it when I rail her.
With your flying butt. We got time for more?
Yeah.
Okay, cool. This is from 503. Adam, thanks again for calling. Man, you made it to Pokemon Snap without quitting. I think there's a whole bunch of rare games after that.
So. Yeah, it's pretty much us shitting on stuff until Paper Mario after that.
All right, here's a call from 503.
Hey, it's Phil.
Hey, Phil.
In light of your guys' conversation about how much you guys hate smallpox, I got a question, three questions.
Smallpox?
For Tyler, actually.
The disease?
One,
smalltalk.
Okay.
Who is your favorite TV chef personality? Actually, who's your second favorite? Because my Tadpog notebook says that Alton Brown is number one.
So damn it.
Who's your second favorite?
This question just became really hard for me.
Personality. Two, what is your favorite brand of culinary knife? And three, name five Vietnamese dishes that you enjoy. All right. Thank you, guys.
Okay, so did he say that these were specifically for you? Because they are definitely specifically for you. Because I do not know how to answer two of those questions. I really don't know how to answer my favorite culinary knife.
So, well, I mean, man, there is such a disparity between my love for Alton Brown and my love for any other TV chef personality. Because Alton Brown is just like, God, he's the fucking best. He is by far the fucking best. But I guess after that, I think he's a jerk, but I like his show, Anthony Bourdain. Kitchen Confidential was an amazing book. Kitchen Confidential, like, I think it is incredibly accurate, and I really enjoyed that book. I love what's the name of his fucking travel show? No Reservations. I think that's a fantastic show.
I haven't seen it. It's good.
So I guess after Alton Brown, big gap, Anthony Bourdain.
Is it exactly what it sounds like, where he just shows up to a restaurant where he hasn't made reservations and tries to get a seat?
Yep, and okay. Just bullies his way in.
Cool. Don't you know who I am is what they should have called the show.
He goes to cities all around the world and explores like what's known as like the best like five-star cuisine, and then he goes to like the Dirty Spoons and has like the authentic common food and stuff like that. And it's a good show. It's a good show to watch. It's No Good Eats.
Yeah. What is?
Exactly.
What is? I'm with good you. Eats is good.
Because it's coming to Netflix. Here it's coming back to Netflix. Very excited.
They had like a season, or wait, they had a whole bunch, and then they pulled it. Because Nikki was in the middle of like doing a great Good Eats rewatch. And I was sitting in on a couple of those, because I also like Good Eats a lot. And I think she was halfway through the fourth season, and then all of a sudden, boop, they were gone. So I don't know
what happened. I have all of them. I'll give them to you guys.
You already have. Okay. So I told her, I was like, don't worry, we got those. And let me tell you, there's something about it not being completely and 100% available. I was having this conversation the other day where I own the first four seasons of The Simpsons on DVD.
Mm-hmm.
The Simpsons aren't, the old episodes of The Simpsons aren't streaming anywhere. I could just put a DVD player in the DVD player and watch them. But I'm not going to do that. I'm not going to do that. Like, that's not a joke. That's just like, no, I'm not going to do that.
I don't have a DVD player hooked up in the house. I only have a DVD player in the form of the PS3 in here in the annex. So yeah, I don't even fuck. I have so many fucking DVDs. God, I have so much TV on DVD.
You have a lot.
And I haven't like, whenever I, cause I had them displayed in the living room, all lined up very nicely, and like they stuck together whenever I pulled them all out to put Kenneth's toys and stuff in there instead of the DVDs, because I have not like removed them or watched them in so long, because it's all digital or get the fuck out.
Yeah, no, I'm with you.
My favorite knife is Global.
Global?
Global. I love Global knives. Although the knife I use the most,
Ginsu,
I took to work. I use it at home. Like, it's just a 8-inch cleaver that I got from a Vietnamese store in DC. It's not even a particular brand, and I love that knife. That's what I use more than anything else. If I had a Global cleaver, that's exclusively what I would use for every single thing. 5 Vietnamese dishes that I love. Huh. I guess it's pronounced pho, but I don't like saying that. So pho, of course.
I've had that. Lord Dennis made me try that last time I was in. That's pretty good.
Love it.
That's pretty good.
That's always what I get at Dragon Con. There's like a little bitty noodle shop.
Yeah.
You can get that. That's basically exclusively where I eat every Dragon Con, every meal, at that little noodle shop.
I wasn't like complete, like it didn't change my life, but it was like, yeah, that's pretty good. Mm-hmm. That's pretty good. I'd rather have chicken fries.
Shrimp toast. They have a Vietnamese shrimp toast.
Shrimp toast.
I think it's amazing. Uh-huh.
Is it just exactly what it sounds like?
Yep.
Okay.
Vietnamese, let's see. At Asia Teak, we had a Vietnamese spring roll with crab and goat cheese. I think it's amazing.
That sounds good. I like that.
Huh. There was a Vietnamese Thai restaurant that had a dish in D.C. called floating house noodle soup, and it is absolutely the hottest thing I have had in a restaurant.
Huh.
And it is fantastic. That's, man, I do not miss living in DC, but there are a few restaurants that, God, I fucking miss those so much.
Also, the crack's really expensive everywhere else.
Yeah. Yeah. Man, God, crack was so cheap. I mean, it's all meth around here. I mean, meth is cheap. I don't want meth. I want crack. How many have I named? That's
4.
5. 4?
Nope, that's 4.
One more. One more Vietnamese dish. I can't even think of one.
You've named the one that I know, and then you named some other things where I was like, oh, okay, they also have egg rolls. Okay, cool.
Because bibimbap, I think that's Vietnamese.
You made that up just now.
You can get it at Jasmine. That it is.
You just named a 1950s pop song.
Bibimbap. It's a pork over rice with egg and vegetables dish that I really like out of our local amalgamation of Asian cuisine restaurant.
All right. I knew, like not many of those things. I should know
more, but like Vietnamese is such a strange language. Like I've had a lot of the food before, but I could not tell you what it is.
That's pretty brave.
So, yeah.
That's a man with not many food allergies.
Nope, none. None whatsoever, thank God.
Thanks for calling, Phil. I want to know what your favorite knife is. You didn't answer any of those questions you asked. Let us know.
Mm-hmm. I hope he's wanting to buy a knife, and that was his way of asking for a recommendation.
Phil, I have Faberware knives at the house. I recommend them. I've had them for probably 8 years. Can't put them in the dishwasher, though, so watch out. Mm. Got to wash those by hand. We got another call. This is from 478, who says,
good evening, gentlemen. This is Drew.
What's up, Drew?
I was calling because I was trying to find out, what, do you have any irrational hatred? Like, you know, there's not really any reason that you would hate the
other races.
Yeah. How racist are you guys is the question.
Anyway, sorry, slightly drunk. Mine would have to be skateboarders. I don't know why, but I want to see all of them fall and break their arms.
Damn, that's cold.
I'd love to hear your answer. Good day.
Young people, I'm just going to throw that out there. Like when I see someone, here's my thing. I'm going to share another personal thing. When I'm like out in public and then two people are laughing, I don't know what they're laughing at. I just assume they're laughing at me. Then I'm like, man, I hope something bad happens to those people. So I guess my answer would be laughers. Just
yeah,
laughers.
Laughers. Thought of mine, because I suspect my high school girlfriend cheated on me with one, and the guy she fucked after me was one, and a guy that Meg fooled around with in college was one right before we dated. So drummers.
I like drummers, man.
No, so not so much anymore, but like 10 years ago, I fucking hated drummers.
I think drummers are cool people. I like drummers. Okay, laughers though. Laughers, you can watch out for laughers.
I guess the only drummer I like is Sean Miller. Sean Miller redeemed drummers to me.
Thanks for calling, Drew. Rollerbladers? How about that?
I used to have rollerblades, so
yeah.
Can't throw shade there.
All right, let's see. We got another call. This is from 757. Looks like a long one.
What's up, Tad Pog? I apologize again. I feel like I'm on a daily with you guys. I listen to your podcast for 30 minutes on the way to work, 30 minutes on the way home from work, and then somewhere on my drive in the morning back to work, I finish your episode and feel like I need to call in. Once I catch up to the original episodes that you're putting out every week, I'll save you some time. This is Adam Long again, just calling to talk about the Kirby episode. I love Kirby. I love all games Kirby. They're all easy. They're all simple. They're all the same, but I love them. I really think you guys should play Kirby's Dream Course together. If you didn't do that, I think it'd make more fun. Kirby's Epic Yarn on the Wii is beautiful.
That's a
simple,
fun game.
But beautiful. And Kirby's Air Ride on the GameCube is a super fun, really different type of Kirby game, more of a racing game. You guys should check that out. Just wanted to call with a couple questions to ask you about your thoughts on Kirby, because this is what I think about every time I play a Kirby game. Is Kirby naked? Because he's not wearing any clothes.
He's got shoes on.
And if he is naked, why is he wearing shoes? I mean, he's got shoes on, so is he formal with his nudity? And if he is naked, is Kirby a boy? I mean, he's pink, but pink is, you know, okay for anybody, I guess. Nothing wrong with being pink. But is he a boy? Because I've never seen Kirby's dick. I've played a lot of Kirby games, and I've never seen his dick one time. Trust me, I've looked. It's not like that red thing underneath the diaper that E. Honda is wearing in Super Street Fighter 2. You don't see Kirby's dick. And I know people will be like, oh, well, Donald Duck isn't wearing any pants. Well, I've seen
Duck feathers
in real life.
Yeah.
I've never seen their dick. It's somewhere under the feathers or something. I don't know. I'm not a
you don't want to see
dickologist,
it.
But
Tyler Kirby, knows how ducks
fight. I don't know if he's a guy or a girl, but he doesn't have a penis. I don't know. How does he enjoy himself? I guess he just sucks people. I guess that makes the most
sense. He's the perfect bottom.
The he's a giver.
So fun. I love the Nintendo 64 era. Looking forward to hearing more. Two notable things that I'll have you ponder on and may keep you awake at night. You guys mentioned Steve Buscemi a ton, and I love Steve Buscemi. He's so ugly. Reservoir Dogs. I don't know if you've ever seen it, but Reservoir Dogs, he was Mr. Pink in that movie. Because I remember somebody saying, why do I got to be Mr. Pink? And someone was like, I'm Mr. White, you just got to be Mr. Pink. And I just remember Steve Buscemi being Mr. Pink and Kirby being pink. I thought it was an ironic thing. And somewhere in there, we could get the Kevin Bacon if we want to. I don't know why we would, other than that his last name is Bacon. Last thing, trivia for you. Did you know that Kirby's original name was supposed to be Tinkle Popo?
Nope.
Yeah, that sucks. Pink dude with no dick named Tinkle Popo.
Yeah, look it up. Google it. It's great.
Sounds like an Urban Dictionary term. Tinkle po-po. Like a police officer with a urinary tract infection who has to stop every 20 minutes and pee.
And pee razor blades.
A tinkle po-po. Hey, man, you see that tinkle po-po?
See, that makes me think if his original name was Tinkle Popo and Kirby is pink, that Kirby is a female of his species and Meta Knight is a boy of the species, but...
Just because Tinkle Popo...
They may be like Dittos in Pokemon, and they're just asexual. They recreate by sucking things in and spawning more.
Yeah. Maybe the stars are Kirby babies.
Yeah. So I'm gonna assume that species, whatever its name is asexual.
Stop dodging the question. Is Kirby naked or not?
Even nudists wear shoes. Like, if I'm... Okay.
You don't want to step on a sharp rock.
Here's the thing. Like, I sleep naked. That's how I prefer to sleep.
Yeah.
And when I sleep out here in the annex, the bathroom is in the house.
Right.
So I don't get up. I don't put clothes on just to walk outside of walking into the house, go to the bathroom.
Right.
But I do put on shoes.
You know, I thought you peed in the cups.
I pee in the cups. I don't poop in the cups.
Yet. Yet. We both know there's going to be a day where you see the cups and you're like, eh, okay.
So, I mean, even when I'm naked, I put on shoes. So I would say, yeah, he's naked. Shoes don't count. You got to wear shoes.
Okay. All right. So he's naked.
Yeah.
I'm glad that you mentioned that you don't see his wiener. Because it made me really stop and think. When we were playing Donkey Kong 64, the thing that worried me the most about the pig was that I couldn't see his wiener. He's pink as well. Kirby's pink. Clearly, there's some logic flaw in my way of thinking.
You also don't see Pac-Man's gooter.
You don't, but I think Pac-Man...
But you know he's a man, but you do not see his gooter. He also wears gloves and shoes.
Maybe he's just a man, he's a symbol of a man. He's not really a man. He's just...
He's like Prince. He's a symbol.
Right. I always feel like Pac-Man has pants. He doesn't, but I just feel like he does.
Yeah. I feel he's got metaphorical pants.
He's got the idea of pants. Kirby, not so much.
I mean, he expands so much. It would be inconvenient to have clothes.
The Hulk does it. The Hulk's fine.
Yeah, I guess his ripped, though.
Kirby, you don't think Kirby like the ripped look on Kirby is not so great? What kind of clothes would he wear?
I guess he's so spherical. I mean, what clothes are you gonna wear?
A bowling ball bag?
Yeah.
You could do that.
And that's not gonna expand very well to your size.
No.
So it's just more convenient to be naked. It is required for him to change his form to save the world, so he's naked.
Is Meta Knight naked?
No, he wears armor.
So, I mean, I guess Kirby could wear armor if he or she wanted to.
He could. So Meta Knight doesn't rely on his species powers. He relies on his sword and his wings.
And wings, all right.
So he ate something that gave
him
wings.
That's what I like to think.
And never unequipped it.
I like to think that. Like, is that just head fiction, or did you read something about that?
No, that's just head fiction.
I like that, because it's like he wears that visor, right? Mm-hmm. So you don't know what's under there. I do like to think that he ate something with wings, and that's just that thing just slowly digesting inside of him.
Yep.
Yeah.
Or he's like Rogue and Miss Marvel. He held on for so long, and now it's just a permanent power.
I don't know. I like the idea of Meta Knight being like a living prison, though, for this poor creature that's inside. Like, that needs to be a Kirby game where like that thing gets out and like now it's insane because it's been living inside Meta Knight, slowly digesting for the last 20 years. Because
it can't be gone, otherwise the wings would disappear. So it's just like its soul is just sitting there.
Or Meta Knight has a farm of these creatures that he just harvests every so now and often.
Maybe it's like some kind of a demon or an angel that he ingests that give him wings and the sword and the armor. Maybe all of it is one creature that he absorbed and he just doesn't get rid of it.
He
can't get rid of it.
He interrupted a Final Fantasy boss fight and just ate the boss.
Yeah.
All right. Thanks for calling, Adam.
It's good. It's pretty good. Thank you, Adam. Go ahead, call every day. It's totally fine. It's totally fine.
How are we on time?
We can probably do one more.
Want to do one more? This might be a two-parter. I don't know. Because the next call is from Lord Dennis, and it looks like he called twice in the same day. So let's see. What's up with that?
Hello, fucking Tadpog. This is fucking Dennis, and I'm still a fucking asshole. So I'm not fucking drunk. I don't know why I'm saying fuck so much. It just occurred to me that your message is like, fucking Tadpog, and nobody hears that message when you play it. So everyone's just going to tune in and hear me saying fuck a lot, which will mean they got to know me better, because that's who I am. I say fuck a lot. Anyway, I'm driving through traffic in St. Louis, and I had a question that at first seemed really easy, but the more I thought about it, it was more difficult and also kind of philosophical. And the question's simple, and I wanted you to both answer it, and whoever you're with, you know. Would you say that you masturbate too much, not enough, or just the right amount? And if so, why? Well, I look forward to the answers after you get through this litany of calls that you've collected, which are, you know, largely just people calling in to say horrible things about their anuses or whatever, or be drunk and call Tyler an asshole, you know.
That did happen.
Anyway, I don't know what I have left to say. I'm just bored. No one will be driving. So I'll let you guys go, and please tell me about how much you masturbate now that I know how big your swords are. Take it easy, man. Bye.
That's a great question. I think everybody listening knows the answer, but it is, Dennis does bring up that it's philosophical, and I agree, because I think the answer that we give says a lot about ourselves. Because if you were to ask, I don't know, say maybe my wife, if I masturbated too much, she would probably say yes. If you were to ask me, I would say just right. I'd masturbate just
enough
right.
So you can still have sex and you don't go crazy.
Exactly.
I masturbate too much. One, I think I spend too much time on it. Secondly, I don't want to masturbate at all. I would prefer to not masturbate and subsist solely on great sex and sexual activities.
No way, man. Really?
Yeah.
No way. Yeah. You got to get in there yourself every now and then.
I would absolutely. I could. If my partner was just DTF whenever I wanted to, I would not masturbate. I would give up porn, and I would not masturbate, and I would porn, unless we were using it as a sexual aid. But like, I could delete all my saved porn and not masturbate again, and just have sex.
You'd miss it. No. Because all of a sudden now, jerking it is the forbidden fruit.
Well, see,
now
I did NoFap for 3 months.
Yeah.
And all I did was just have sex, and that was great. That was great.
Just keep doing that. Just do that forever.
Vaginas have constitution scores.
The pussy energy drink doesn't, though.
That's true. I'll pour that onto one and see if it rejuvenates it.
I think...
like a Dragon Ball Z character eating a Senzu bean. It just goes... swells up and gets all its energy back.
I bet it just burns.
We won't know until we try it out.
No, man. Yeah, even if I had 100% always could have sex, I gotta jerk it at least every now and then. I have to.
Well, so you don't have any problems like... blowjobs are good for you.
Yeah.
All that other stuff. Like,
yeah.
See,
yeah.
I would have to not masturbate in order for them to work for me.
No. Oh, okay.
So I would have sex. All the sex that I do have would be more fulfilling because it would be easier for me and wouldn't be stressful.
Yeah. Okay. I mean, that's fair. I can't argue with that. But I do think every now and then you just got to get in there and.
I'd have a good 2 hours of my day back too every day.
That is a long time.
That's why I did NoFap. I was spending that amount of time every day.
Did that change after you had Kenna?
When I was doing it that much was way before I had Kenna.
Right. I know. But since you've had her, like, what's your jerking budget look like now?
30 minutes.
That's still pretty good. Yeah. That's still pretty good.
30 minutes per.
Per, right.
Yeah.
Of course.
And her naps are usually like 2 hours, so that's fine.
Yeah. 30 minutes is good. Thanks, Dennis. He called again. Should we save it for next time so we have
I think we should get it. Well, yeah, I guess we'll save it for next time.
So we've got a nice little
got a good Dennis bookend
like we did for the beginning of this episode.
One of our favorite sexual maneuvers, the Dennis bookend.
The Dennis bookend.
Thanks for listening, everybody. If you listened, most of you probably didn't, but
I know
if you
Adam did.
Thank you. This is good. Adam, yes, thank you.
Unless he got really mad when we talked about Banjo-Kazooie.
Because Adam walks away with our MVP of this.
As of right now, I have this show titled The All Call Show, where Adam calls a lot. Are you okay with that?
Perfect. Great. Love it. Perfect. Thanks for listening, everybody. You can find the show on iTunes, Stitcher, or SoundCloud. So don't miss the next episode. We'll be talking about Star Fox 64. Yeah.
All right.
Yeah.
Sounds good. Star Fox 64. Okay.
Yeah. And we still love 5-star iTunes reviews.
Yeah, we do.
Love it.
Yeah, we do.
I was very happy to see we got 3 more last week. 2 of which I believe were phones Exalted Lord Mike of Purdue stole, because they were titled "I Love Exalted Lord Mike of Purdue" and I think "No, I Love Exalted Lord Mike of Purdue more." So,
when did you see those come in? I haven't seen those come in yet, because I remember he mentioned that he totally did that, and I checked iTunes and I was like, oh man, I kind of wish that wasn't him, because these are legitimately nice reviews where it's like, oh.
The last one was not him. The last one was a new listener who was very, very flattering.
Yeah.
Calling our show awesomely awful.
Yeah. No, I love that review. Yeah. I think we need to maybe start giving shout outs for the reviews.
You're right.
Which I am completely not prepared to do right now. But yeah, because a lot of these are really nice and it does. When I'm at work, it is nice to open up iTunes and then just be like, oh, I wonder if there's any more reviews, and then typing it in and seeing that someone has written a very nice thing about this that we do. So, I mean, that's really one of those things where it's like, okay, this is cool. This is cool.
Very cool.
Makes me feel good.
So that makes us feel good. It makes us, we do a better show, after hearing shit like that. So,
yeah.
And it also helps us grow the show. It helps more people hear about it. We appear more frequently in the iTunes searches. So it's great all around. And we try to further incentivize you. So we will be giving shout outs. That's right, Dave, we should. So we will be giving shout outs to iTunes and Patreon people.
It's crazy that we haven't been doing it.
I mean, we did for a while.
And then we got lazy, I guess.
Yeah.
We were spending 2 hours each day masturbating and couldn't squeeze it into our schedule.
I could do this, or I could jerk off, or I could pull off 3 more tabs. So if there's a game you want us to play or a guest host you want on a certain episode, include that in your 5-star written review. And we promise we will get to that. Eventually.
So wait, Tyler, 2 hours? Are you talking about you were jerking it for 2 hours a day, or it was just every time you jerked it, it was 2 hours?
Every time I jerked
it. Are you fucking kidding me?
It was
I
wasn't going to school. I wasn't working.
Oh my God.
We had just moved back and I was taking that Concerta so I could focus on tasks for a very, very long time. So I would just
I'll say.
Yeah. So as soon as I would wake up, I would spend 2 or 3 hours doing Facebook games. I would just get sucked into Treasure Island and Farmville and shit like that. And then once I broke that spell, I was like, hey, I could jerk it. So then I would just curate 20 tabs of all material.
Browser tabs?
Yeah. That I wanted, all set exactly to the time in which I know that it would be perfect for me. And then...
What time is that? What's your preferred moment to pause a video?
It's changed over time.
You're growing as a person.
Yeah.
We're all growing.
It's usually it depends on the position or the finishing.
I mean, that's the classic, I feel
Yeah.
So it's kind
of
like...
Or a moment of surprise.
What?
Like
when it comes out and they're like, oh! It's so big.
Yeah, there's a subreddit for that.
Really?
Yeah.
Is it called? Is it R? Oh, it's so big.
I think it's R. Oh my God, Becky. It's something like that.
I was hoping you got 20 tabs all set up where it's about to be the money shot, and then you just queue up the 1812 overture and just jerk it for 12 minutes. Holy shit. So if you're pulling a hat trick, that's 6 hours of your day.
I could spend 3 or 4 hours, and then I realized, then I stumbled upon NoFap and I was like, fuck man, I'm spending entirely too much time. This is consuming me. This is bad. I have to stop. And I just stopped cold turkey. And the only way I was getting off if it was with another person.
I did that for a little bit, and then I was like, this is bullshit. I stopped that because I was like, man, all the things, come on, the NoFap subreddit is fucking ridiculous because it's like, man, day five, like I grew 6 inches and then like my wiener got bigger and then like I just stopped caring about what people think about me, man.
It is like there's some good stuff there, but there is a lot of just weird bullshit. Like once you could go there to find out about it and look into like this, there are like strange scientific benefits and studies after not doing it for so long, but really like use it as a support group if you want to, if you're really addicted to it. And otherwise just don't jerk off and just find other ways to do it. You don't have to dive into the subreddit. Right.
You don't have to make a hobby out of not jerking it.
Yeah. I mean, I get it could be like an AA thing if like, cause I was into it for a while and then yeah, after I did the 90-day NoFap challenge. And after that, I was content, and then I was able to masturbate responsibly.
That should be Pussy Energy Drink's slogan. Masturbate responsible. All right. Well, like Tyler said, we're going to be back. Thanks for listening, everybody. I'm glad you let me interrupt the show for like 5 minutes to talk about jerking it. You know what? You can always find us. In the meantime, at tadpog.com. That's where the show notes live. We've got some, if you want to buy the Pounded in the Butt by my butt, we got a link there. We'll get a nickel off of that sale. So if you plan on buying it, please use the link in the show notes at tadpog.com. You can also find us on Facebook. We're at facebook.com/tadpog. There's a lot of cool people there doing a lot of cool shit. This is the best place to let us know how you feel about a particular episode. As much as I enjoy doing the All Calls show, they are the scariest when I see them go up on Facebook because it's like someone I work with is definitely going to listen to this one this time. You can find us on Twitter. We are at @tadpog_podcast. It's cucumbersome, I realize. Thank you to everybody for retweeting us, particularly our episode announcements, because that helps spread the word of the show. And we definitely want new listeners to hear us talk about jerking it.
That's my fetish.
You can call us if you want. If you want to be on the next All Call show, well, let me be honest. If you want to be on an upcoming All Call show, maybe in like 3 months, feel free to give us a call at 270-883-2555. You can also text. We didn't have any text this episode. Thank God. I love hearing your sweet little voices, honestly. Mm-hmm. I love hearing those sweet voices because I can't emulate your inflection properly when you text. So you really put all of your creative license into my hands when you text. Cause I'm just going to read it however I want. I can read it angrily if I wanted to. I can make it seem like you, hate people who don't skateboard. If you had texted that in, I could do that. Finally, we do have a Patreon. We mentioned that earlier. We mention it every episode. If you would like to kick in a few bucks, whatever you can, we would appreciate it. It does help keep the lights on at Annex, and it keeps Tyler flushing cups to pee in, and we all know he's going to poop in there eventually. So we're going to need more cups for sure. You can go to patreon.com/tadpog and donate there. Thank you very, very, very much for everybody who has done so already. We really do appreciate it. It's a very, very cool thing that you do.
Yeah. Our theme song is Moves by Sycamore Drive. A link to that track can be found in the show notes, amongst other things, at tadpog.com.
How you want to close it out?
Ooh, an Exalted Lord Mike of Purdue impression.
Okay. All right.
So until next time, Tropical Capricorn. Brainy Gatsby.
Shove it in there.